Steve, did you see the original Coming to America?
No.
It's very funny. You should see it. It's so good.
I know. I need to see it. And I feel like I need to see it before this latest sequel, Coming to America, the number two.
Mm. Donna, question for you.
Yeah.
Was this the first time Eddie did the whole, like, maybe, you know, besides SNL, like movie wise, where he took on multiple characters in the same movie?
Oh, good question. I cannot answer that. Ask Steve. He knows everything.
Well, he went full tilt by the time it got to Meet the Clumps.
Right. And Nutty Professor. And. Yeah. I mean, he's done it a lot, but I just didn't know if that was like one of the, you know, where that all started.
I don't know. Listen, I couldn't even remember that Louis Anderson was in this movie. I saw him on TV the other day and I said to my roomie, who's good friends with him, I said, what is Louis doing? What is he promoting? Like, why is he on TV? He said, oh, Coming to America. And I said, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? And he said, he was in the first one. I'm like, I do not remember that at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. And now he'll be in the second one, too.
Well, there's a funny story about how Louis Anderson ended up getting cast in Coming to America, the original, back in the 80s. And Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall were getting interviewed by Jimmy Kimmel. Mm-hmm. And here's what they had to say about the unique casting.
Louis Anderson, how did he... I love seeing Louis Anderson in a caftan. I don't want to give too much away, but how did Louis...
It's a dashiki. It's a dashiki.
Is that a dashiki? Okay.
That's even funnier, Louis Anderson in a dashiki.
How did Louis come to be a part of that film and your world there?
I love Louis, but I think we were forced to put Louis in it.
What?
No, I think we were forced to put a white person.
Yeah, Paramount was like, because the whole cast is black, and this was back in the, you know, the 80s. So it was like, we have to have a white person. We can't do, it has to be a white person in the movie. Like, what? And so it was, who's the funniest white guy around, right? And then Louis, we knew him, was cool with him. And so that's how Louis got in the movie.
Wow. Oh, wow. Louis the funniest white person you know? That's a pretty great distinction to have. Well,
back then, it was 1988. It was all, you know, I was like, Louis was really funny. And it was like, we gotta have a white guy. Okay, Louis would be perfect.
Louis still pretty funny.
Louis was perfect.
And in fact, Jimmy, yes, Louis is it was official. I had a list. They gave me a list with three white guys. And they said, who would you rather work with?
Really?
To Louis.
Do you remember the other two?
Oh, yeah, but I can't say.
He can't say, all right.
So that was Arsenio Hall talking there. And you actually see Eddie Murphy. They're in a triple box there. They're doing it on Zoom. And you see Eddie Murphy start to say, who were the other? And then you see him have like a confused look like, wait, did you get a list with two other white guys on it that I didn't get to see?
Oh, funny.
Yeah, so I'm
funny.
Curious who the other two white guys are.
That's weird.
But yeah, that's how Louis got cast. How about that?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I think Eddie Murphy... actually wanted to set out to make it an all black cast of actors.
Yeah.
Interesting that they
forced a white guy.
Yeah.
Into the movie.
Yeah. Just,
you know what we could do
so
without?
Weird.
Like a white guy in the movie. God bless Louis. I'm sure he did great. I haven't seen it. I'm sure it was really, really wonderful, but how stupid of the Hollywood brass back then to be
yeah,
like, I think we need to make sure that we, the white people, are represented in Hollywood.
Here's right. where Louis first meets the characters in the movie when he's working at Mac. What is it? McDonald's? Not McDonald's or something.
Hello. Hi. You know, I started on cleanup just like you guys. But now, see, I'm washing lettuce. Soon I'll be on fries, then the grill. A year or two, I make assistant manager. And that's where the big bucks start rolling in.
Oh my God, I love it.
When he opens his mouth, you want to laugh.
Yes. He's just, yes.
He's lovable.
Very much so. And by the way, those guys, Arsenio and Eddie Murphy,
yeah,
they look fantastic.
Yes.
They look so good. And they both seem so happy. That makes me happy when you see somebody doing an interview and they're there to play. You know, they're not just being Mr. and Mr. Krabby Pants.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. Thanks. That's fun. Steve, you and your wife should watch this movie. The first one, obviously. First.
Oh, do it this weekend, buddy.
Yes.
That could be your homework.
Yes.
I did it with Lily. And she hates anything old and grainy. And she loved this movie. Absolutely loved it. So, well, I'm 10,
I know what you mean.
I'm 10 years older than her, so she grew up in like the 2000s. So if it's 90s, 80, and it's got a little grain in there, not good enough for her.
Hang on. That I don't think we funny. Knew about the 10-year gap before.
Nine.
Do you want to talk
about it? Nine. Yeah, no, I did. I knew.
Yeah, 9 years. We've I'm 36 and she's 27. We're doing, you know, it works great. She's more mature than I am, so it works out.
I would believe that, having not met her. I would just believe it sight unseen.
Oh my God, that's so funny.